This is East County Magazine's Tribal Beat, bringing you news for and about our region's Native American communities.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. I'm here today at Sequan with Daniel Tucker, the chairman of the Sequan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation. Today they are debuting a brand new documentary film called Our People, Our Culture, Our History, and it's about the history of the Sequan Band and the Kumeyaay Nation. Chairman Tucker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We're really excited about that.
Tell us about the film. What made you decide to make this documentary?
You know, if you would go downtown today or anywhere in the United States, let's say in San Diego, mm-hmm. and you ask the average person out there, do you know what Sequan is? And can you explain to me what an Indian tribe is? And they'll say, yeah. They talk about the Plains Indians. They don't talk about the Indians from California. Because they talk about teepees and those kind of things. That's what it always
says. So they have no
schools,
idea.
Schools and all that kind of stuff. But we lived in huts here in San Diego County because of the climate. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have to dress like they did back in the Plains Indians. What happened with us is that since the climate was so well, we used to make our huts out of willow branches. And that's how we lived. That's how we made our villages. And we want people to know who we really are. We're not Plains Indians. We're Indians from California. And we call ourselves Natives now, but Native Americans, which is even...
Right, the original Native Californians.
Exactly. So what's exciting about this whole documentary, it tells the history of the Kumeyaay people here in San Diego County.
And does it include the Kumeyaay in what's now Mexico?
Yes, it does. What was unfortunate, when they put up the border, a lot of our tribes who were Kumeyaay tribes still are still there. And sometimes it's pretty difficult to go see them because we have to go across the border, have to do this. We take them stuff like clothes or anything we can. We have to go through a lot of bureaucracy to do that. Mm-hmm. But they're still doing fine down there. But they are our brothers and sisters, which is pretty interesting. When we decided to do this documentary, we didn't want it to be a story, per se. We want to tell the real history, what happened to the Native Americans in San Diego County and in California. What was the life like? How did we live? What did we eat? Where we lived? In the summertime, we lived in the mountains. In the wintertime, we lived down by the ocean because that's where food is plenty. We lived a lot along the Sweetwater River right there because that's where all the water was, fresh water, and the San Diego River as well. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest villages was right below Presidio Park, where the Great War Old Town is.
Yes.
And that was to be a huge Native village at the time. Then, unfortunately, when the big migration came from the east, we ended up with 1 square mile of land out of all the land here in California. And even in San Diego County, we got 1 square
wow.
mile.
Such a tragedy.
640 acres. And if you ever come out here and see Sequan, the original reservation, you see half of it's a mountain. Mm-hmm. So we've had very little land to work with. But we survived. We survived what we did, and we started to, go with the way of life as it was at the time. When they opened up the first school in Dehesa Valley, that school is over 130 years old, and our people went there. And it was really strange to them because they weren't allowed to speak our language. They had to speak the white man's language, and they had to deal with that.
Adopt the dress and the customs of the white man.
Adopt the dress and customs, the whole bit. And it was a scary time for us. It was really a time where, wow, what's going to happen with us?
It was really a sense of cultural genocide, in a sense, wasn't it?
Totally in California. Not just in San Diego County, but all the way up along the coast. The first governor of California, I forgot his name, his biggest comment was a good Indian is a dead Indian.
Wow.
And that was unfortunate. But I don't know if you ever heard a story about Ishii.
Yes. He's the last Indian of his particular tribe.
That's right, up in the Sacramento area. And Mrs. Hurst took him in. And somebody knew his language, and they finally got to talk to him a little bit. But, it was a genocidal thing. But we persevered. We just, we hung in there. We had to do what we had to do to survive. And we did. And what's happening today, doing this documentary, we want the people of San Diego and this country to know who we really are as a people. We've been here for 12,000 years. And how we lived, where we went to pick our acorns, our harvest time. We do All Souls Day, mm-hmm. and our traditions and culture have since we started doing this, the gaming hole situation, and I have to explain to you, this is very, very important. People think of Indian tribes today as casino-owned. Casinos are a part of our business. We are a government first. No ifs and buts about it. We are a government. And we have to treat our people as we would like to be treated. And we want to be fair. We want to be sure that our government is running like it should be. So at the time, they didn't call us chiefs. They called us captains during those days. And the captain had all the responsibility to making sure their tribe ate. There was enough food for everyone. If somebody shot a deer, all the families got to eat.
So the casino is, in a sense, a modern-day means of bringing prosperity to the Native American people, and it's certainly not the only business venture that Sequan has. Tell us a little bit about, for people who don't know, some of the other things you're doing today and some of the things you've done for the community, the broader community as well.
Yeah, this is exciting to me, being part of this. I was chairman when we did Prop 5 and Prop 1A. And that was to have legalized gaming in California. Mm-hmm. The Indians of California changed the Constitution of California, enabling us to do what we have today. And so we have our casino, but what's bigger than that, we're allowed to diversify, and that we're doing. We bought the U.S. Grant Hotel, 4th and Broadway downtown. We own the land under the Solomar Hotel, downtown San Diego. We have a business called Marina Gateway down in National City, and we also have a... this is really cool. The golf course. The old Singing Hills Golf Course, now Sequan Resort.
That's right.
So we just put those acres, 1,400, matter of fact, into trust status to make it a part of our reservation as of today. And we built new homes for our people. And right now we're doing the whole infrastructure, new water lines. All our telephone wires are going to go underground, the gas, the whole bit. So and we're doing that on our own.
Very good.
We're not asking anything from the state. All we ask them to do is... let us do what we need to do to make ourselves survive. Because there's laws out there we have to find, environmental, all that stuff,
sure.
We still have to follow.
Speaking of environmental, last year you put on a conference down at the Grand Hotel about the impacts of some of the big energy and mining projects on indigenous people, including the Kumeyaay in Mexico.
That's correct.
Touched on at all in the documentary?
Not that part, just a little bit. You know, we do have people on the other side of the border, but not that much. It's mostly about the Sequan and the Kumeyaay people of San Diego County.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize San Diego County has more tribes than any state in the continental United States.
Yes.
There are 18 tribes in San Diego County, and most of them are Kumeyaay. And if you need to understand, as our name says, we are the Sequan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation. The word band is very important, because band is, we're a band, Hamul's a band, Viejas is a band, Campo, Manzanita, all those tribes out there who are bands of the Kumeyaay Nation.
Right.
So we have our own government on each individual reservation.
Now, in recent times, Sequan has been very good neighbors to the broader community. The Sequan Band has given back quite a bit. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about
that? Yes, I think that is extremely important to this tribe, because what we have here is a situation where we live in San Diego. We're part of San Diego. We're part of our community. And we've always been taught by our elders, always give something to somebody. And in this case, we're giving back to San Diego County. Like this past weekend, I didn't run. I walked for the Susan Komen Breast Cancer Walk.
Okay, good.
And we give $30,000 for that, to be part of the sponsorship for that, because it's very important to us. We gave to Radish Children's Hospital, the Diabetes Association, all the things that people really are involved in off the reservation.
Fire protection.
Fire protection, a whole bit. In fact, our fire department covers all of the Gila Valley. And it's just... most of the people here appreciate it. There are some who still have some issues, but still... we're doing the right thing. We are giving back to our community, and we think that's important. Because San Diego comes to play here.
Mm-hmm.
They come and enjoy what we have here at Sequan, whether it be the casino, the hotel, the resort, or anything that we have. People seem to go there more often because, one, they know we give them back to San Diego. When I was bowling, all the people come to me, we play at Sequan because we know you give back to the community. And that just makes you feel good. People do notice those things.
Yes, it's very important.
And what this documentary is telling you is that we are that kind of people, the people who are going to give back, the people who give.
Excellent.
I'll tell you, this is important. We invite people out to the reservation. Are they come and visit us? The first thing we ask them, are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
And we take them in to feed them. During some of the people coming across the border, and sometimes illegally, that's okay. But those people are hungry too.
Sure.
So we fed them. We fed them and nourished them and gave them water and those kind of things, because we don't want nobody to starve or nobody to be hurt. So we opened them with open arms. San Diego has been a great part of that, us being able to do those things.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's gone into the making of this documentary? How big a project was this?
A lot. It was huge. It's been working this over a year. And one of our tribal members named Cody Martinez, he's actually he took the lead in this thing. Because I can't do everything, Mr. Chairman, because I have so much sort of stuff to deal with. And he took this and embraced it and did a tremendous job with it. Did a tremendous job. He got to all our elders. He's gotten to Ms. Florence Shipek when she was alive. She was an anthropologist in this area and really did a whole study of the Kumeyaay people. The Museum of Man, we used them. And we use all the high-ranking anthropologists and historians in San Diego who really had a part in making of this film.
I know that it's a Kumeyaay tradition to think seven generations ahead. If you look seven generations ahead, Chairman,
we look
what do you want?
Seven generations.
What do you want to see for the future for the Sequan Band and the Kumeyaay Nation?
I see this tribe still being what it is, never forgetting who we are, where we are, and where we came from. But they have to protect our sovereign right as a government and a nation in the United States, because that's important. Because without that sovereignty issue, we're just like everybody else. But because we do have that sovereign status, we are a government, and we use it as that, and we be fair, we work with our people, as the people are our bosses. So when you're elected, you better do the right thing for our people, not just for one individual. It has to be for everybody.
We would all be better off if every elected official had that attitude.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
Thank you very, very much. Is there any final words that you have for us?
I'd like to say just come out to Sequan, and maybe you see the casino, that's fine. But look at the land itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to tell my daughter, her name is Charlene, she says, the land don't belong to us. We belong to the land. That quote just stuck with me until this day, and it's just the truth. We are protectors of the land. And we do that.
Very good. And listeners can visit the Sequan website. It's sequan.com. And view the documentary online also. I understand our people, our culture, our history, the history of the Sequan Band and the Kumeyaay Nation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chairman.